Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, do we do enough to encourage women to get into soccer coaching? Well, Laura Heffernan, who manages the DLR Waves, is the only female manager in the League of Ireland, including the Women's Premier Division. So how do we entice more women to get involved? Laura is with me on the programme today. Laura, first of all, congratulations. You've become only the third Irish woman to receive a UEFA Pro licence.
Yeah, thanks very much. Third through the FAI, Lisa Fallon as well has hers. It looks really delighted at the moment and just delighted to be here. So thanks for having me.
How did you get involved in coaching, first of all, Laura?
Honestly, I'm not too sure how I've reached this point. Loved sport growing up, wanted to be a PE teacher when I was in secondary school, but there was no visibility for female footballers when I was growing up, no professional leagues on television, certainly no female coaches. So it was never something I really imagined that I could do or seen as a career. I suppose my love for the game just came from being out on the street with my brothers after school and the weekends until, you know, it got dark and our parents were dragging us in off the street and was the only girl that ever played in primary school. So I used to love a little bit because I could wind the boys up if I got picked before them on teams and things like that. But there was no schoolgirls either, teams in Wexford. So I used to play with the boys, kind of 11, 12 years of age. And I think it was about 13, a friend of my mum's in work asked if I'd like to play with the women's team here in Wexford. So I started playing women's football about 13 years of age, I think, and kind of played locally until the Women's National League came along and got an opportunity to play with Wexford Youths in the first season. And then I was the unfortunate defender to Mark and Stephanie Roach when she scored that Puskas nominated goal. So that was it was probably the beginning of the end of my playing career. But I knew I wanted to stay involved in sport and especially soccer at a high level. So that's kind of where I started to focus on coaching.
Yeah. Why don't we have more female coaches?
Probably a few reasons. I think there's still a lack of confidence and fear. I think it's still very a male-dominated area. I know myself, I've experienced it and a couple of other coaches have mentioned where they'll turn up to a game and the first thing you're asked is, are you the physio? And it's just automatically assumed that you're the physio because you're there as a female. And that can be quite intimidating and a little bit demoralising, I suppose.
Yeah. Laura, would that still often be the mentality now?
Yeah, that happened to me maybe only 2 or 3 years ago at a game. Okay. So, and then look at the other side of it. You know, it's been 12 years kind of this coaching journey for me. So, you know, there's a lot of time and cost investment in it, especially as you go up the levels. And I suppose for young coaches, you know, giving up their evenings and their weekends and things like that, you know, it could put them off. But I think now that there is a visibility and a pathway there, we're starting to see a change where coaches know if they put the work in, you know, at a younger age, that there's a career there for them.
And I suppose, you know, the idea of the kind of you can't be what you can't see, I thought was interesting in your story, Laura, is that, like, you know, you're currently the only female manager in the League of Ireland, but that even includes the Women's Premier Division as well.
Yeah, there is a lot more female coaches now involved in the underage leagues, which is brilliant. And hopefully now in the next 3 or 4 years, we'll see them filter through to senior football as well.
How do we try and, you know, bridge that gap from where people stop playing and try to get them to do what you did and to remain competitively interested in sport and enter into the coaching arena?
I know at DLR Waves, it's something that we look at very strongly every year and something that we try to promote. Our under-17 coach is a female. My assistant coach is female. She's actually doing her Elite A licence at the moment, so highly qualified in her own right. We try and encourage our senior players to get on the coaching ladder as quickly as possible. And they help out with our academy and they'll be involved with our summer camps next month. But we also work with 8 or 9 partner clubs in the DLR area. They have brilliant volunteers in their grassroots sections. So we try to offer them the same opportunities as the players, where if they're doing their badges, they can come in, shadow some of our sessions, get involved with the academy. And I think, you know, that's happening in a lot of League of Ireland clubs. I think we just need to be allies for these young coaches and promote them and put them in a safe environment where they can progress.
Because I presume it is sort of the ideal or the aim to have more female coaches, particularly in the Women's Premier Division.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's something that everyone is pushing for. I know the FAI are doing work at the moment with female only courses and things like that. So, you know, it's definitely something that we want to see. I know a lot of the players at the moment are doing their badges. Anya O'Gorman, Rhianna Jarrett, they've all been down doing their coaching badges in the last couple of weeks. So I think that's really important for the players to see as well.
Can I ask you about the Girls in Green documentary recently, Laura? The documentary, I know a lot of our listeners probably watched it on an RTE or read about it in the Sunday Independent. Would you be worried that women might be apprehensive about getting involved after that? Or
I think that was a very tough watch, and it was upsetting for many people. I know some of the girls personally, and you know, I didn't even realise the extent of their story. But I think certainly there's better procedures in place now. I think no matter what age you are, or whether you're male or female, our game should be a safe environment for everybody. I think that's definitely the case now. There are definitely better safeguarding procedures in place. But I think just the bravery of the girls to come out and tell their story, it's hopefully that will ensure that things like that don't happen again.
Yeah, but it's you think that the kind of the environment, the culture has changed, that there is those sort of protocols and procedures there?
I'd certainly like to think so, yeah. And, you know, you can see by the amount of more female players and coaches getting involved, I would like to think definitely that's changed.
I know even the group representing female footballers, the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland, like they were talking too in their statement about just their eyes being opened, or their eyes have been opened, and just even the importance of the documentary in raising awareness.
Yeah, certainly. I think all these issues are things that we should continue to talk about, and you know, just keep driving standards and keep improving things to make sure that everybody is enjoying the game.
Listeners listening in today, Laura, talking about maybe their own children and their stories and why a lot of them dropped off and didn't continue on with sport, let alone even, you know, getting involved or getting into coaching at a high level. Like people just highlighting the fact that, you know, even the kind of the basic things we don't get right often from time to time, even just the facilities, training facilities, changing facilities, like even all of that just makes it look like it's, you know, such a two-tiered system.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've seen such massive improvements since the league began. I think we're 12 seasons into the National League now. I've seen huge improvements from back then. But, you know, certainly we still have a long way to go in terms of, like you said, facilities, getting our academy structures and things like that right. There is still loads of areas of improvement. But from where it was kind of 12 seasons ago when we started to get involved as a group of players, there is definitely, you know, there has been huge strides. And I think it's just up to all of us as female players and coaches to, you know, keep having the conversations, keep pushing and, you know, hopefully keep driving standards on.
I know that the big focus tonight is in Cork, Ireland and France. Yeah. What's your predictions?
Look, I think it's a good opportunity for the girls to go and get a result. France are obviously already qualified. I thought the girls put in a good performance against England last week. Brilliant for anyone involved in the League of Ireland. See Julianne Russell come on. I thought she had a brilliant impact in the game. I'd like to see her get some minutes tonight. And yeah, hopefully, you know, the girls can end the group stages on high and a positive result.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Laura, congratulations again. Lovely to chat to you here in the programme, just to get your thoughts on encouraging more women into coaching at a higher level. Of course, Laura Heffernan, who's become only the third Irish female to receive a UEFA Pro licence. Laura, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.